Committee. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. One day after the sentencing of a former sports doctor who admitted sexually abusing young gymnasts, calls from both sides of the aisle to look into how this happened. Fox's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
A select Senate committee could be formed to investigate the U.S. Olympic Committee and USA Gymnastics after Dr. Larry Nassar was sentenced to as many as 175 years in prison for sexually abusing more than 100 women and girls. New Hampshire Democrat Jean Shaheen and Iowa Republican Joni Ernst are both backing a committee to investigate how Nassar was left unsupervised with gymnasts during decades of abuse. Next week, the House is expected to approve a Senate-passed bill requiring amateur sports groups to quickly report claims of sexual abuse. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Nassar is now on his way to prison for the rest of his life. He was sentenced yesterday to up to 175 years in prison on top of the 60 he's already facing on federal child porn charges. President Trump of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, pushing his America First campaign.
I just want to say that there's been a lot of warmth, a lot of respect for our country, and a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars, is coming into the U.S.
The president met today with British Prime Minister Theresa May and Israelis Benjamin Netanyahu. He said to deliver an address to world leaders tomorrow, where he's set to showcase the booming U.S. economy. Hundreds of text messages between two FBI agents under fire for anti-Trump bias have been recovered.
Text messages were recovered after a forensic review. And for some context, they were recovered by the inspector general who first discovered the anti-Trump messages between demoted FBI agent Peter Strzok and reassigned FBI lawyer Lisa Page.
Fox's Catherine Herridge in Washington. Fox News, fair and balanced.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-215-9360. 1-800-215-9360. 1-800-215-9360.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Transportation investigators have spoken to the engineer of the Amtrak train that crashed in Washington State last month.
The engineer operating the Amtrak train that crashed last month told the NTSB that he didn't remember seeing the latest milepost sign, indicating where he was supposed to slow down for a curve up ahead. He said he knew it was coming up as the train went ahead at 80 miles an hour, but he didn't recall seeing that final mile marker sign, which meant he needed to slow to 30 miles an hour. By the time he had, well, it was too late. The train went over an embankment and onto the freeway below. Three people were killed and 70 were injured. This was the train's first run on its new route. And the veteran engineer, a 55-year-old man, had made 13 test runs previously on this route. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Harvard University ending a 223-year tradition, announcing it will now allow women to join its cast of its Hasty Pudding theater troupe starting next year. The group's president making the announcement at the start of an event celebrating the actress Mila Kunis. Hasty Pudding is known for comedic revues that feature men in drag playing female characters. The infamous Doomsday Clock has moved closer to striking midnight.
Climate change very much remains a serious and worsening threat.
Climate change and the threat of nuclear war, the main reasons why the Science and Security Board, with the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, moved the Doomsday Clock closer, as it's now 2 minutes to midnight. The last time it was 2 minutes away was when the hydrogen bomb was first tested. The announcement came today at the National Press Club, part of their statement saying in 2017, world leaders failed to respond to the threats facing us, and the world hasn't been this dangerous since World War II. Jim McKay, Fox News.
A man who served misdemeanor prison time in Nevada for involuntary manslaughter facing a battery charge in an attack involving entertainer Flava Flav at a Las Vegas casino. Lisa Lucera, Fox News Radio.
Here is the latest in local news from St. George News. Two people from southern Utah are facing drug charges in Mesquite. Police reported yesterday that they pulled over a car with Cade Hammer from Washington City and Hunter Wynn from St. George last week, along with two others. Authorities say that a search of the car revealed methamphetamine and heroin inside. St. George News reports both Hammer and Wynn are facing drug trafficking and possession of drug paraphernalia counts in that case. State and federal officials need help finding whoever shot and killed a pregnant elk in Zion National Park. The National Park Service announcing yesterday they found the elk near Lee Valley over the weekend. Whoever poached the elk could face federal charges and a state fine up to $8,000. Call the Park Service if you have any information about the poaching. Weather for the area, windy and 56 today. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I'm a man. No, I am. It's easier to be a guy, really. I mean, there's sexism, but just the day-to-day life of being a woman, honestly, it looks too hard. Just hair, what a woman has to deal with hair, with cut and color and goos and potions. It's like, what does a guy have to do with his hair? Not have a mullet. That's all a guy has to do. Is not have a mullet. A plus. And yet there's still some guys that can't pull that off. They're not talking about my mullet, are they? It's easier to be a guy. Makeup, women wear makeup. Most guys don't even wash their hands. You see it in public restrooms, like, where are you going? They're like, I'm not serving food here. Like that eyebrow thing? That's on you, ladies. I mean, there is not a man on this planet that's sitting there going, I'm looking for a woman who's removed 90% of her eyebrow hair. That's what I find a turn on. I don't even know what some of these ladies are going for. It's like, I want to look constantly surprised. I'm about to eat a baby. My wife is a woman. She is. She's very attractive and thin. I look like I had two wives and I ate one of them.
Hi there. Love Jim Gaffigan. Too funny. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, last hour. And so glad that you're on board listening from everywhere. Love it. I've got Uncle Milty with me.
Yes, you do.
And we were just talking about Alabama. You know, here we had this... What do you want to call it? Of Roy Moore?
Circus.
Circus. Castigation. Yes. Many, many things. We could call it many things, but everyone was always a little surprised as to why somebody running in an Alabama race would be the subject of all media attention everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And why these women that obviously aren't in the media anymore, because I don't think they cared about being traumatized if they were, are just slithered away, and Roy Moore's career is over, and they got a full-on liberal in that spot, okay? But what I want to understand is, or what I want to kind of talk about for just a few minutes is Alabama and kind of some of the things where they don't really play ball. They don't, they're doing some things that are sort of out of the box and things that probably the feds might take issue with.
I wonder if it has anything to do with that flag they like to fly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Alabama committee passes this bill to help encourage the use of gold and silver as money. And it's non-taxable.
Yeah, it's exempt.
Imagine that.
The sale of gold and silver bullion is exempt from sales tax and use tax in Alabama now. Encouraging, of course, its use and taking the first step towards breaking the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's some interesting news about this because Alabama, of all states, are sort of they're doing things that are different, I would say, than the other states. They want to end licensing to avoid endorsing same-sex marriage, so end licensing altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that's not a bad idea. Faced with the kind of illegitimate U.S. Supreme Court ruling purporting to create this right to a so-called homosexual marriage, instead of calling it something different, because marriage was sort of hijacked in this way, lawmakers in Alabama are working to protect state officials and the government from complicity in what has been described as you know, the destruction of marriage. Because the marriage is about man and women, right? A man and a woman. So under the bill, it's moving quickly through the legislature. Alabama would no longer issue marriage licenses to anyone, nor would it require a ceremony. Instead, couples would just simply enter into a binding contract that would be recorded by officials, no signature and endorsement needed. And so basically in Alabama, the government would significantly reduce its involvement in marriage.
Well, not only significantly reduce, it sounds like it'd be non-existent. It's just a personal thing between you and your wife and God.
Imagine that.
Holy moly.
Imagine. What will we do without the tax break? So, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my big question is, why is government involved in marriage at all?
Yeah, they shouldn't be, actually. I mean, it really should have nothing to do.
Nothing.
But what did they do? They dangled a carrot of a little bit of a
tax.
You can have a little financial tax break. I wouldn't mind if they took that out. People shouldn't mind.
Right. Do taxes have to be connected with marriage? Yeah, and that's a question as well.
It's, exactly.
Why is this becoming an exploitation of a relationship?
You're right. You're absolutely right, 100%. It's a great question to ask. Why?
All right, thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Show.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Any little thing to give me a little more control, I like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why does the IRS have anything to do? Why does the tax code have anything to do with relationships?
Gee, I just had the weirdest thought.
What's up?
I'm thinking about moving to Alabama.
Right?
I like what's going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. And maybe there is a kind of an infiltration of liberal progressives going into Alabama, maybe to stop some of this. You never know. Because I always thought it was really strange that was the whole nation was transfixed on who became senator in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And they really wanted to cut those super ultra conservative voices down. Luckily, there's still some people in Alabama that are, you know, issuing things like this. But I thought this was great because basically they would significantly reduce their involvement in marriage. And among both marriage supporters and homosexual activists, the measure is controversial, to say the least. But there are supporters of marriage in the sense that God defined it in the Bible, right? The proposal amounts to surrendering on what they see as a crucial issue. And on the other side, proponents of redefining the institution of marriage to include sodomy-based relationships incapable of producing children, well, they're angry. They say the bill's an effort to ensure that the state does not have to endorse what Christians and others view as the perversion of marriage. Five lawyers on the Supreme Court unleashed, which they had no authority to do. They were only supposed to render an opinion on Obergefell versus Hodges. That's what switched everything and changed everything. We should have never had a federal ruling. There's no federal ruling.
Not.
States need to fight for what states want. And if Alabama wants to do this,
they
should definitely do it. Now, how that will affect taxes, I'm not quite sure, because that's really that's the component people go, well, what about our tax break? Stop worrying about the benefit you get back from government. Just worry more about the principle at stake.
But you know what?
What?
People of principle have a choice. And people with no principles can go ahead and get their tax break.
True. I mean, we have to stop looking for what our benefit and gain is in little small increments. You know, every single year I always laugh at the H&R Block commercial that they have the person standing on the stage with the balloons coming down and they show their ginormous check and it's only like $1,000. They're like, score, I got money back. And I'm going, do you realize how much they took? They're giving you back a penance, and you're on stage screaming about it. This is ridiculous. So we have to stop asking for these little perks that over the course of time are not going to mean a hill of beans if you forego the principle to get there.
See, I used to always do my withholding so that I owed money at the end of the year. And then people would, I'd say, oh man, I owe like $4,500 this year. And somebody would say, I'm getting $6,000 back. And I'm saying, well, that's only because you loaned the government your money all year interest free.
Or because you were poor. because they seem to get the biggest paycheck. So it's the child credit.
Oh, yeah, the child tax credit.
The child tax credit's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous that we... It's like the peasants vying for that little piece of something. Mm-hmm. We're all like, well, can we have a tax credit for our children if we're that poor? We should never be actually asking for that. We should not be even condoning that, because those that aren't putting into the system are reaping that benefit at the end of the year that they shouldn't be. Actually, we shouldn't have it.
But they never stop to say to themselves, the government had mm-hmm. to steal this from someone to give it to me.
Yeah. It's just, what can I get in the moment?
Right.
Yeah. What's my little perk? And, ooh, that's a nice perk. It's kind of like when Obamacare, the big perk of Obamacare, one of them was, we're going to give the kids coverage till they're 26. Those individuals are the healthiest among everyone. There's no loss there in the insurance world. That's like the perfect candidate for insurance. Hmm. So it was like this concession, and people go, oh, well, yeah, that's a great benefit. And I'm thinking, why do you need that benefit? Why are you asking for that benefit when those are the healthiest people we have on the planet? Why are you asking for that and then acting like you got something? You didn't get something. You just got what they decided you should have, which is kind of a marketing ploy. Yeah. So there's just so much screwed up about this whole thing. And I'm actually really proud of Alabama for taking this stand. And I really do hope this pans out for them. You know that they're going to have groups protesting and going into Alabama to protest this.
It's going to
get fine. Big. Let the LGBTQRSVUP machine roar. Who cares? But what they're doing for their state is listening to those that live in their state. And I really condone that. I think that's awesome. I think it's great.
It's fantastic.
And then exempt the sale of gold and silver from state sales tax and use tax, encouraging its use.
Within the state of Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when have you seen that before? You haven't. Usually it's that byproduct of, I hope you don't realize that you can use gold and silver in some states. You don't really want to. Just trade in the dollar. And so I'm actually really surprised. So this is... Bill 19 in Alabama that's trying to go through, and the legislation would exempt the gross proceeds from the sale of gold, silver, platinum, and coins from use in this tax in the state, and the tax repeal would sunset in 5 years unless renewed by the legislature.
Wow.
Good for them.
Now, there are economists that are going to say, well, this is going to hurt confidence in the dollar.
Well, the head of the Federal Reserve certainly didn't care the other day when they were saying, oh, I don't even worry about the dollar. I don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Really? It's fine? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's fine. But okay. We'll listen. And so I was really glad to see this, by the way. In fact, the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Remember that old little article mm-hmm. section?
mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny how we've flipped and now this is sort of the not in the norm? This is sort of unique and unusual for a state to encourage the use, but it says right there in the Constitution that this would be the way to do it.
Wow.
I remember when Kennedy wanted to bring an end to some things regarding the Federal Reserve, but he ended up dead right after that. But I just, you know, it's interesting when you look back in history, think about the people that truly have tried to stand up for truth in our central banking and everything else and what we have done to the dollar, the printing of money. When they try to change that, they just get erased. But I'm hoping Alabama, I'm hoping this follows through for them, good for them. And maybe it draws a little bit more conclusion to why Alabama was so interesting to the nation. Why? Because you know what? I couldn't even tell you who the state senator of, say, Montana is by name, unless it was in an article, right? But everybody in the nation can name Roy Moore. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, just had to be said. That was a witch hunt if mm-hmm. I ever saw one. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Google, what's going on there, which is kind of weird. 5G, I want to talk also about the new Amazon store. It's interesting. I'm wondering how you guys feel about it, actually. So we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for the podcast.
Hey, Hi, this is Dave. Shop Best Mattress today, where you'll save big on all our best brands, with queen sets starting at just $199. Best Mattress is your Tempur-Pedic headquarters with a large in-stock selection and every model on display. Get free delivery and pay no down and no interest for 5 years. Plus, get up to $300 instant bonus cash. And with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee, why shop anywhere else?
Come to Best Mattress. You deserve the best.
Pyology Pizzeria is now open in St. George.
At Pyology, you get to choose just the right amount of their 8 signature sauces.
And enjoy more than 40 of the freshest toppings to build your perfect pizza on Pyology's delicious house-made crust.
All for one low price. It's made right in front of you.
Then stone oven fired to perfection in less than 3 minutes.
You can create the perfect salad, too. Choose from 3 lettuce options.
Then load it up with crisp vegetables, savory meats, and all of the freshest toppings you want. You have to see their line of all the tastiest ingredients.
It's amazing.
At Pyology, you create the perfect pizza.
What a great new way to take the family out.
Everyone gets what they want. Right now, you can join their Pie Life eClub at Pyology.com. Pyology, in St. George on South River Road, next to Yogurtland.
Come take a look at the all-new Kia Stinger at Findlay Kia.
Kia Stinger delivers highly refined performance and a strikingly sharp design.
All at a budget-friendly price.
And the Kia Stinger specs are breathtaking.
The GT is powered by a twin-turbo 3.3-liter V6
with 365 horsepower.
Capable of going 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds.
And reaching a top speed
of 167 miles per hour.
Stop by and check out the European styling and graceful power
of Kia Stinger
at Findlay Kia.
On the saving side of the freeway.
Because we believe
in you.
Findlay Kia.
This is Lorray for Red River Health and Wellness Center. Dr. Red and Dr. Swindlehurst are chiropractic physicians focusing on functional medicine and disorders of the endocrine system. I'm a patient at Red River Health and Wellness, and I want to tell you what I was suffering through on a daily basis. Mind fog, aggression, depression, sore joints, no energy, stomach issues, and injuries that just wouldn't heal. I had convinced myself that what I felt was just normal. Other people felt like this daily, right? I just needed to suck it up and deal with it. Then I heard about Red River Health and Wellness. I decided it wouldn't hurt to try. Red River gave me hope and a list of answers. My body was battling high inflammation, liver damage, leaky gut, low blood sugar, adrenal gland fatigue, food intolerance, and high cortisol. They taught me how to take care of myself and manage these issues. I'm in my 40s and feel better than I did in my 20s. If any of this sounds like you, please call Red River Health and Wellness now. Find answers and start feeling alive again. Their number is 435-767-9355. Tell them Lorray sent you.
Steamroller Copies, we're the one to help you till your work is done. The full service business center makes your day run so much better.
Rubber stamps,
letterheads,
colored copies, blue and red,
invitations for the wedding,
faxing and computer renting.
It's a new year, a great time to give your company a fresh new look.
Right now, for a limited time, Steamroller Copies is offering 500 full-color business cards for only $39 or 1,000 business cards for only $10 more.
Get full-color business cards with liquid lamination to give your company that professional look you want.
What better way to kick off the new year for your business? Expensive-looking business cards at a low, affordable price.
Need help with your design? Steamroller Copies has the largest for-hire graphic design team in Southern Utah.
So come in today to one of our Southern Utah locations, St. George Boulevard, South River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copies, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
Single-sided full-color business cards. Many upgrades available for just a little more.
The full-service business center. Steamroller Copies.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There. Welcome back. Take the money and run. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take your calls 888-673-1450. 673-1450. And you can call in from anywhere live. There's just so much on the docket today to try and get to and do it justice. But I also, by the way, I know I'm still getting so many emails about this. medicalcostshare.com/Kate. I talk about them on the air because I love when you don't have to go through Obamacare, socialized medicine, when you can actually have another route. And this is a fantastic route. It was actually exempt from the Obamacare mandate when it was on, because this is kind of like where the Amish have a separate group. This is a group for basic, like, Christians across America. Doesn't matter what affiliation you are. It's just, do you believe in God? Medical cost share is awesome because it's cost sharing of the medical bills, and it's much more affordable. And I mean, I'm talking much more affordable. So check it out. medicalcostshare.com/Kate. You can even get your employer to do it for the company. Even as a self-employed, you can do this for the people that you employ. And it's fantastic. I've got a lot of family members on it now and friends, and they just love it as much as I do. So medicalcostshare.com. Also, the show's on iTunes. Podcasts are on iTunes. Podcasts are kind of the new big thing now. People love to listen to podcasts mm-hmm. on their own time. I absolutely love that we can do that. Isn't that cool?
It is. It is. And I do it.
Yeah. It's one of the advantages.
Because I can't always listen when I'm not here. And so I often listen to the podcast to keep up on what you're doing.
I heard people listen a lot when they're cleaning the garage or they're working around the house on Saturday, and they'll catch up and kind of binge listen, you know, which is kind of cool.
Well, and you can pause it too, so you don't miss anything.
Yeah, I love that. Anyway, iTunes and SoundCloud, and of course the SoundClouds are right on my website. And a lot of people don't know that I have several different categories. So I have archives. I have most listened to, or not, the shows that are kind of intriguing, mm-hmm. I should say. Not most listened to, but just people always want to know about this particular topic. And so there's a lot of great information there that you can share with people that you know. I wanted to talk just a little about Google. Man, they're getting weird. So is Amazon. But let me talk about Amazon first. So Amazon's first walkout store opened in Seattle. You basically go in and walk out with your stuff because there's an app on your phone. You don't have to pay for it. You're paying for it, but you're just paying for it through an app that it detects as you're walking out the door.
Wow.
Yeah. It kind of creeps me out a little bit, because if this is the way of the future, it's so, what was the Tom Cruise movie? Minority Report to
mm-hmm.
me. When he walks into the Gap, or he walks into that store, and it's like, well, hello, Tom Cruise, or whatever his name was in the movie. Hello, so glad to see you. You're a size blobbity-gook, and come on over here to this section. And it creeped me out. So Monday, regular customers started shopping at Amazon's No Lines Walkaway store in Seattle. And some are saying that it feels like they're shoplifting, because the bill shows up on their iPhone, and they literally, there's no line. You just walk in, grab whatever you want, and walk out, and everything is detected. Isn't that strange? So people are feeling like they're raiding the pantry as they walk out. It's 1,800 square foot store on 7th Avenue in Seattle, about the size of a 7-Eleven, and using the experience to refine the software and hardware behind it to get the technology right depends on hundreds of hidden cameras in the ceiling trained on you, the shopper, and then your iPhones and then the items on the shelves. It took 4 years before the store could open up to the general public, so you could just walk out with your stuff.
Do you know how much they're saving, though, in shoplifting?
Yeah.
No, shoplifting is terrible.
Yes, I know.
Costs all kinds of stores a lot of money. When I was working part-time at Maverick, a little mm-hmm. convenience store,
right.
The shoplifting was like 15% a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Huh.
How can anybody steal that many candy bars?
I don't know. Some hungry individuals. So what happens is, and you're right, but still, the whole weird principle of this thing is bizarre. Took 4 years to open this up, and for the moment, the items are ordinary, like groceries and sodas and potato chips and toilet paper, things like that. Each item sports a dot similar to a barcode. So when the item is moved into the customer's bag, it moves into its online shopping cart on your phone within that second, right? And then the customer leaves the store with the software, adds everything up, bills your account, sends a receipt to the phone, takes it out of your bank.
Wow.
That's freaking me out. I'm sorry. I'm not okay. I'm not okay with that. I don't like it.
Well, it's weird.
I don't
but
like
it explains why they bought Whole Foods now, doesn't it?
Ooh, yeah.
It's going to be their grocery chain just the same way.
That's true.
Can you imagine going to the grocery store and putting your groceries in the cart and taking them out to your car without having to stop at the checker?
It's going to be really weird. And if that's right now, what does 5 years from now look like? Does that make people nervous? What does it look like 5 years from now? That's what I want to know. You tell me. I don't know. It's freaking
that
me
is
out. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, I don't know if you've seen the automation for the refrigerators and such. Have you seen that?
Yes, it freaks me out, too. It tells you what you're missing.
So just think that it automatically orders it at the store, and then maybe the store even delivers it to your house, and you're just charged.
Yeah.
You come home, and there's this little box that's...
Here's your butter.
Store. By the way, you're out of milk and out of bread. And
okay, that's freaky. I don't like it. I don't like it. I already know the NSA is listening. I don't want it shoved in my face. Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it.
The one thing I liked, and I never went to them, but I saw retro pictures of them, where they would have like little doors, and you would put the money in, and you'd open it up, and there was a ham sandwich, and then you'd sit down and eat it, and it was automated like a restaurant, little cafeteria.
Automats.
And it was all like coin operated, and you open the little door, and then you could get a piece of pie or whatever you wanted. And that prevented anybody from shoplifting because you obviously had to have the coins to get the piece of food out.
Oh, that's weird.
And I always thought that would be really neat, but I never saw one.
Yeah. That's odd. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 888-673-1450. You can chime in on this.
I ate at a place like that.
You did?
It was called an automat. And you went in, and it was like door after door and a refrigerated compartment behind it.
Right.
And the people that worked there, if you went and got a piece of pie, somebody behind the thing was putting another piece of pie in the slot in a few minutes.
That's weird. I don't know. You look at all the bans on soda, and you look at how government's trying to regulate behavior to make you healthy. You know, what is this going to look like in 5 years? Can you imagine all of these stores only stocking? Well, I don't know that they would do it, though, because I think they kind of like to have us obese and unhealthy. But it's kind of interesting how this will, what it will turn into. So, earlier this week, a former Google engineer by the name of James DeMore, filed lawsuit. A class action lawsuit is what I was trying to think of, against the multinational company Google, right? Alleging discrimination against individuals that are conservative or right of center, white people and men. Pretty much a majority of America. Anyway, in addition to several other claims, he explained that Google fosters a number of diverse lifestyles, but it was constantly negligent of conservative viewpoints. Well, yeah, all you got to do is look at the Google feed to figure that one out. You know what? I'll take the caller, though. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. Good evening to both of you.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
You know, this is frightening, as you correctly say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking at an article, and this is the headline: Artificial intelligence is going to supercharge surveillance. What happens when digital eyes get the brains to match?
Ooh, yeah.
So this is the juggernaut we're looking at.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna transform. We thought computers transform things. That was nothing. That was toy play. This is going to be transforming everything, because you're right. When they do have the brain to match and even smarter, then what happens?
Yeah. You know, you heard the story about the BBC correspondent in China, Carrie Gracie, when she wasn't making enough as much as other male executives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said that I think they tested this out in China. It took something like 3 minutes for somebody from China to get facially recognized on a street, you know, from the moment go.
It was less than 3 minutes. Yeah,
really?
I saw that.
Yeah. So this is the kind of thing we're looking at. And no doubt the deep state will relish this. And that's why they're kind of probably inuring us to, this is so nice. Look at this. It feels so smooth and talks to you and sings a song. So this is what we're looking at.
You're exactly right. Uh-huh. It's just a bag of potato chips, right, and a soda. What could go wrong? It's fun. You walk in, you walk out. Easy, right?
You know, just one other thing, not to be corrective. But, you know, about Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. I remember reading this some time ago that it is more celebrated in this country mm-hmm. than in Mexico, although it's a national holiday there.
Right.
But I just looked it up after your discussion mm-hmm. that in Los Angeles, that's the location of the biggest Cinco de Mayo mm-hmm. Celebration in North America.
Oh, you're absolutely correct.
In fact, the point that I was really trying to make with that is that when kids were going to school with American flags on their chest, they were sent home. But if somebody went with a Mexican flag or during the celebrations of Cinco de Mayo, everything was set aside for them to celebrate the students, to celebrate that within the school systems. But you couldn't celebrate anything American, which was really strange to me. That was really what I was going for in that point. Not so much Cinco de Mayo, but just the point of that even the public school system was making sure that anyone else from another country had all their due, but if you're an American, you pretty much got nothing.
You know, it's as somebody who didn't grow up here,
mm-hmm.
I see this all the time where, listen, I'll be very blunt.
Sure.
White Americans, middle class especially, become almost prostrate and put other, you know, even if there's kind of things happening that kind of almost mm-hmm. offend their sensibilities, they will look the other way just so that they can say, oh, no, the black guy's correct or
uh-huh.
the Mexican-American's correct. And not to say that these groups of people haven't suffered, you know, in this country because of racist policies. But you know, that's fine, and we need to address it in a different thing. But they kind of go around because perhaps of their hang-ups, and then they deny, just the majority people, something called fairness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't gotten this expressed properly.
You did.
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, I shan't take any more of your time.
You're so sweet.
Good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
He's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
We've become slaves to our perceived guilt.
Yep.
Yeah. Which shouldn't be there. There should be no guilt. I never owned a slave. Why should I be guilty over that?
Yeah.
But I am.
Right. One of my friends, I'm trying to think who it was in the classroom as they were talking about Columbus Day, and all the teacher kept expressing was that all the white kids in the room needed to have major guilt and that they needed to walk around with their heads down and they started talking about racism, and it mm-hmm. was like, you know, if you're white, just hang your head now.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's getting pretty bad within the public school system too, the way that they're politicizing that and trying to get kids to think that way. What was neat about this James Damore filing this class action lawsuit is that he was recognizing all of the discrimination against conservative right of center white people and men. And he was saying they had internal mailing lists catering to employees with alternative lifestyles. They had transgenderism and plurality and all of these things. And so the only lifestyle that seems not to be openly discussed on Google's internal forums is traditional heterosexual monogamy. And so he was basically saying that even somebody working at the company was reprimanded for traditional parenting techniques.
Wow.
And it reminds me of that movie with Tom Hanks that just came out, The Circle. And how once you were inside this company as an employee, they pretty much wanted to control every aspect of mm-hmm. your life and keep you at the company, right? And it kind of reminded me of this, but how much is going on there? When you look at the tech companies, when you look at Google, when you look at Amazon, a lot of them operate this way. So you have people in charge of AI, you have people in charge mm-hmm. of some of the biggest outlets regarding tech, and what are they focused with? Liberal, progressive mm-hmm. attitudes are so pervasive there, it's not even funny. And I think it's kind of comical that this guy actually had to do a lawsuit about it. That's crazy.
I think it's great that he did.
I think it is too. Why not? I mean, draw some attention to
well,
it.
Well, that's
completely
how
backward.
The liberals got started. They started bringing these ridiculous lawsuits.
Yep.
And they were
yeah.
ridiculous lawsuits.
Yeah. And Google, oh man, the discrimination just on the posts that they're able to have you see first pages and pages and pages. If you try to look up Hillary and corruption, you get pages and pages of marketing on Hillary.
Uh-huh.
You don't get any of the stuff unless you go back like 10 pages on Google. It's crazy. Interesting. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Why is health insurance so expensive? This is Dr. Brett from Balanced Healthcare, and this is a common problem that many face today. On average, a monthly premium for a family of four is over $2,100. On top of that, we have co-pays and deductibles, which cost even more. And with government subsidies going away, things are just going to get worse. But why is healthcare so expensive? It is expensive for insurance-based doctor's offices, too. Having to submit these bills to insurance, hoping things get paid, on average, 15 to 20% don't. Maybe this is why a Band-Aid from the hospital costs $47. But at Balanced Healthcare, we do things different. We thought, it would be nice if a clinic posted its prices online. We thought, you know, it would be nice if a small fee gave you access to your primary care physician or chiropractor without a deductible. And we thought it would be nice to get out of this rat race and stop paying insurance companies to tell you what doctors you can see and what healthcare practices you can do. This is the Balanced Healthcare difference, and this is why we invite you to trust your care to Balanced Healthcare.
Hey, it's Steve Dempsey at Garage Doors Only. Yes, after 28 years of serving St. George with Dixie Door and the Garage Door Doctor, I am proud to announce that I am now partnered with Garage Doors Only. We cover St. George, Mesquite, and all surrounding areas. We sell quality products from Clopay and LiftMaster and service all brands. We have great technicians and installers that can handle any job, commercial or residential. So, for new construction or remodel or basic service and repair, come by and see us for all your garage door needs at Garage Doors Only, located at 689 North Bluff, or call 435-868-1200.
Did you know you can be a member for a day at Bloomington Country Club? Next time you ask, where are we eating? Come to Bloomington Country Club. Just visit the brand new clubhouse, ask about the Member for a Day program, and see for yourself. Enjoy full access to the clubhouse and restaurant on us. Escape to a place where you belong, even if it's just for a day, at the Bloomington Country Club.
The holidays may be over, but Findlay Kia keeps on giving. Right now, get 0% financing for an entire 75 months. Plus, 90 days deferred payment option on a 2018 Kia Forte, Sportage, Sorento, and Optima. Start your new year outright with 0% financing and 90 days deferred payment on a brand new Kia. From Findlay Kia. On the saving side of the freeway. Because we believe in you. FindlayKiaSt.George.com. On approved credit through KMF, excludes Optima Hybrid and PHER model. Frontier 1720 FICO score financing. See dealer for details.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic with every model on display. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And Beehive Homes. When you want the highest level of care for your loved ones, go to BeehiveCare.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. And you can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts, of course. Make sure you share those far and wide. Tell people about the show. I appreciate that. Appreciate donations to the show. Thank you for supporting it. Thank you for keeping us on the air. And you can find the donate button right on the site. All kinds of stuff there that you can peruse and look at. And we've been talking a little bit about what's coming. Amazon just opened the store Monday where you can walk in, walk out with anything you want because the app on the phone adds it up and charges your bank. How do you feel about that? I'm going to take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate and Uncle Milty.
Hi there.
I just wanted to talk something about off topic that I was talking to a young lady not too long ago, and she told me that in no uncertain terms that being a gentleman is sexist.
Being a gentleman is sexist? Oh, was she raised by liberals?
And
RS?
I kind of had to laugh at myself. I had to laugh, and I asked her, well, what makes you think that it's sexist? She said, well, I can open my own door.
Mm.
And I said, okay, young lady, here, let me break it down for you.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't think you can't open your own door, because obviously you are a strong, independent woman, and you can do that. But the way I was raised is that if you want a woman to feel like a queen, you open her door.
Yeah, you show respect. Right?
You pull out your chair. You use things to make her feel special.
Yep.
And if me opening your door doesn't makes you feel unspecial, then that's a problem for you.
Amen.
That's not my problem.
Amen.
Yep.
So I hope you didn't date her. You didn't date her, did you?
Oh, no.
Okay,
oh,
good.
No.
I'd have to worry about you. Show her the door. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. You know what? You bring up a good point. And as a woman, I'll tell you something. Women want their cake and they want to eat it too. And a lot of them do. A lot of women get it, but there's a significant amount out there that don't.
I would have handled that a little differently.
Yeah?
I would have said, okay, honey, when do you want to take me out to dinner?
You're buying. Lucky you. All right, we'll take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Amazon a little bit.
Sure.
Not so much the walkout store. I think that's a little bit goofy, but I don't know if you guys remember. It had been a couple years ago when Amazon was talking about, or the rumbling was, that they'd have these amazing deliveries and all these fun things to get our packages and all that stuff.
Right.
I live on the north end of the county, and we do Amazon Prime, and just recently we've got the post office is contracted now to do all this stuff, and I can't even get my Amazon Prime in 2 days like it used to be.
Right.
Yeah. So now, I mean, they went from drone deliveries to the U.S. Postal Service, which is a really big letdown.
Yeah, it's a big... Well, yeah, it's an interesting step. You'd want to put it back in the hands. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
interesting.
Goofy.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
I believe that was a deal to help the government bail out the post office.
Yeah. Well, he's in thick Bezos with government. Gosh, that's two different subjects I really want to talk about with hardly any time in the show. Darn it. As far as women go, women are being trained that. Okay, let me put it this way. Respect doesn't go out of style. And I really appreciate all you men out there that demonstrate that respect for women. You get my kudos. And please keep doing it. The women that seem to think that, those are the same women that are trying to make men irrelevant. And I hope men really steer clear of those kinds of women, because they do want their cake and they want to eat it too. They want to do it all, be it all, have it all, but they just don't want men involved. It's just interesting to me when they say stuff like, well, opening the door is sexist. No, it's just a sign of respect. It just means that they weren't raised to understand or raised right in my book, but that's just me. I don't think that goes out of style ever. And I'm glad that I have a guy that respects me. So a man that respects me. Anyway, on the tech thing, what's creepy about that, okay, so this just barely came out. There's a group in Boston, engineers in Boston, they're working on a computer chip that could transmit varying levels of information at speeds as fast as the human brain. It's the size of a thumbnail. And it's so miniaturized. You know, what's funny is we keep getting into all kinds of new tech. It's not like I'm afraid of tech. I'm just afraid of the ethics and tech and where stuff goes in the future. But when they did the glasses with the video glasses, people didn't buy that.
No.
They didn't want to walk around videotaping every single thing that they were watching. And a lot of some of this is going to backfire, I think, on them too. Because do I want a phone the size of my thumb? No. I don't want to have something like that. I want to be able to get on my phone and have normal buttons and things like this. A lot of times stuff backfires, and I'm kind of glad to see that. I'm glad to see we don't go hook, line, sinker for every single thing that comes our way.
When things get so miniaturized that the way they have to work is to be implanted in your brain, then you got a problem.
That's where they're going with this.
Well, then what would stop them from totally erasing your own brain and replacing it with this chip?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. There aren't any ethics going on with this at all.
No.
And so nobody's really figuring out that side of it. And I definitely think that needs more conversations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting weird. It's getting weird out there, guys.
Just say no.
Just say a big fat no. Yeah, that worried me a little bit. So there's that. There's the walkout store. You're going to see more walkout stores in the immediate future. That is something that you're absolutely going to see. So here's my question. Is there something in the tech world that you have like a line where you say, no, I as much as I think things are fun and funky to think about, or maybe, wow, I don't want that in my house, or I don't want that around me. Are people trying to kind of live off the grid a little bit more, or are they just putting up with, or surrendering, I should say, to what's happening? Are we surrendering?
Yeah.
Is it because we feel like so many agencies are watching, listening, or is it just because you can't fight it because there's cameras everywhere? I mean, you can't go anywhere without being photographed.
It's because it's actually almost impossible to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens when there's no regular stores left?
Yeah.
You know,
I know a lot of people waited to get smartphones, waited for years, just would not get it.
I waited.
Yeah. They just don't want to have to go there. But then it's society sucks you in, because then when you're working off something archaic, you can't communicate with everybody. So then what do? I mean, you still can. You can go buy a flip phone, archaic burner phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is we surrender. So does anyone have a line to which they say, I'm not going to go there. I refuse to go down that road. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
When you go to the store and buy something, do you actually have to have enough money in the bank to buy the purchase?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or are you just in debt? Or are you just taking out a loan to get your little prize?
And you have to work there in order to pay it off, pay off the soda? No, actually, I think they actually make sure that you have, because the software connects to a payment processor, which completes the purchase within minutes before you even walk out. So anything you're putting in the bag,
puts you into debt. You're going into the Slavery R Us store.
Yes, they'll have a whole lot of workers. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate that.
Actually, the caller brings up a good point. Mm-hmm. You know, you watch old Westerns. In the old Westerns, the farmers and ranchers would go into the general store and say, put this on my account.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay you when I get my beef sold.
Right.
The caller makes a good point. What if Amazon is willing to advance you credit every month when you're a little short at the end of the month? And you can still walk in and walk out with what you want, and it just charges you a little interest, too.
Hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just sitting on their shelf.
Right.
So, PayPal's, 10% more?
PayPal started doing that. They started giving out loans for products.
Sure they did.
Yeah, with really high interest.
Really high interest.
Yeah, so interesting to think about what that would entail, because as people racked up that bill... You know, we have executive orders that make it so that you have to work for the government, even if you don't want to. so that's nice. Thanks, Obama, for putting that gem in there. But what's likely to be frightening, I think, to the big box stores and grocery chains is that once customers get used to the convenience, then they're likely to kind of expect the same thing when shopping with them, too. And so they might think that they could walk out. But it's, Amazon isn't saying whether this is just an experiment or a precursor to opening more. They are going to open more, by the way, because everybody wants to try this out. They want to see how cool this is. That's our problem, is that we look at everything kind of like cool without looking at ramifications.
Yeah.
But the just walkout experience solves this sort of last remaining complaint that shoppers have waiting in lines. You always got to love the solution that comes in. You have to kind of think those solutions out. In tests with Amazon employees, the average time in a turnstile is less than 1 minute. You just walk through the turnstile, adds everything up,
amazing,
charges you, and you walk out. Even before you hit the door, it's already charged you. And so the technology is gonna reduce shoplifting. There's going to be people that are all for it because of that. But... yeah. In fact, a journalist tried to ask permission to see if he could escape with a four-pack of vanilla soda, tried to trick the store camera by wrapping a shopping bag around the soda as he was leaving, tucking it under his arm, walking out the store, and it charged him.
But The only reason it would be helpful if it reduces shoplifting is if the savings is passed on to the consumers. Hey, we're not losing 20% to shoplifting anymore, so we're going to reduce our prices
20%. And to workers.
Yeah, but, not going to happen.
Yeah, but then we'd have no jobs, and then we'd have... Okay, so you've solved the problem of the line and the shoplifting, but now what is the broken window concept here? Broken window concept is, well, wait a minute, now you have no jobs. The other thing is, how much closer to a chip are we getting an implant? Is this, are all of these things precursor to soften the blow? Because if somebody can do this and you can walk out with just your phone on your person, well, hey, we have this whatever problem, X problem now with this kind of store, and now we have a gazillion of them. If we just put it in you, then you walk out and then you don't have to have your phone, because what if you get in there and forget your phone?
Yeah.
That would be a drag. So why don't we just implant it? Then you just walk right out, no problem. Hey, the phone was on your person anyway, Uncle Milty. So why not just implant it in the wrist or the hand or somewhere? Right?
How did Amazon know where the guy's bank account was?
Or you have to hook it up on the app.
But if he was going to go in there and try to steal, he should have not had that app on his phone.
Right. Except, yeah. And he wanted to see what how strong the cameras were, what they could actually pick up is what he was trying to do. And so so they're saying it's revolutionary, that this new store is kind of the new store of the future. But like I said, the slippery slope here is... Well, let's just make it 10 times even easier for you. You just walk around with a little chip and it's all good. Think about that and the ramifications of that. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything without everyone knowing exactly where you are or what you're doing. Scary times.
That is in the year 25.
Exactly. Just to remind you of that song. Oh, man. One rule in the free market, they say, is customer is king, right? Everything's built around the customer experience. And if shoppers in Seattle on Monday like this experience, management at every big box store in the country is going to know it and going to want to implement the same exact thing.
Let's hope they don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really softening us up, because right now, even you would say, well, we all have a phone on our person. So the next step, why not just surrender? Why not just go for it? When a lot of people's line for the last, 50 years was, you could see where we were going. And you know what? I don't ever want to have to go to a chip. I don't ever want to have to get to the point where I would say yes to that. But if you can't walk into a store, buy groceries, feed your family, and do any of that without that,
then you got a problem.
Then you got a problem. And if all these stores incorporate this, you got a big problem there.
Because, unless you're old McDonald's.
Yeah, because that's the only way you could go to make this a solution for stores that is problem-free, right? Is to put it inside your person. So they won't have even a single problem. Because government always shoots for, we don't ever want even a single problem.
No, we want everything.
And
perfect.
The reason I say government and Amazon interchangeably is because they're in bed together. And if people haven't figured that out yet, then they're living in a cave.
Exactly.
Same with Google. So I think, honestly, it's where the government wants to go, not necessarily just Amazon.
This is when I'm glad I'm getting old.
I bet. I can see why you say that, though, because it's like, oh, good gravy. Where are we headed? Oh.
I'm headed into not of this earth.
Well, be faithful, be fearless. This is the Kate Daly Show. Back tomorrow with some hours that are going to be really good. You're going to want to listen in tomorrow. All right. See you tomorrow. Everybody have a good one.
It is time for exceptional connectivity, time for great service, and time for no contracts and set pricing. Wait, what? That's right. AWI is now offering no contracts and set pricing. Call AWI right now and get an incredible deal on exceptional connectivity without contracts and with set pricing. AWI, connecting your world.
It's that time again for the Healthy You Health Expo for adults, celebrating the joy of living a healthy lifestyle. Listen to the free seminars on brain health, diabetes prevention, and pain management starting at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, January 27th. For a full list of speakers, exhibits, and smoothies for health and nutrition, Google Healthy You Health Expo St. George. That's Saturday, January 27th from 10:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the St. George Library. Give us a call at 435-634-5737.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.
Laying out the plan.